Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. I hope yours is safe and warm. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas.
My dear friend, my longtime friend,
many of you know him, like 20 plus years in law enforcement, politician. My friend, my dear friend, Kevin Levine, sent me an invite to his new fan page. He is running for mayor of Byram, Mississippi, south of Jackson, and I support him 1,000%. I don't know who. I don't know if he's running against the incumbent or who else is running, but Kevin Levine is just an amazing guy, and I'm sure many of you in Byron are supporting him 100%, and I'm sure many of you will be volunteering also to help spread the word. I will be doing my part also, so just much love. Happy holidays to Kevin Levine and his loved ones and family, and Kevin's from the class of 83, I believe, Callaway. My cousin Trent is in that class. Kevin is just, wow, just amazing friend and law enforcement officer, and now former law enforcement officer, and now running for mayor of Byram. Wow, that is so amazing. That's good. See, good people too. There's still some good people out there, good politicians. Here's Michael Anthony, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing, it's sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. Again, crowds will be singing,
like you never done before.
Ow! I love it. I had a flashback, honestly, listening to this song. I had a flashback. Me, Beth, Bethany, people used to call me all things Prince. From Miss Beth Nelson to everything, purple it, purple that. Oh, man, I just had a flashback to, like, at house parties. House parties were so popular when I was a teenager in the 80s. And so I had a flashback that I was at a house party and just jam-packed. Man, my friends just having a good time. See, parents didn't mind us partying at the house and just jamming it out. My 15th birthday, had a house party. My friend Tasha and I had a joint party, and that record was popular then. When my late brother gave me that 1999 double album, which included this song, I was a virgin, but I had a flashback, though, back to the party vibe. House parties were so much fun. And, wow, when songs like Prince would come on, man, just loved it. The fast songs, the up-tempo songs were fun, but when those slow jams like Do Me Baby would come on, man, oh, man. Wow. I mean, and usually I can just go on and on. Many of you know what I'm talking about. I probably had on my favorite pair of bongo jeans or check. What fashions were so popular back then? We loved our Izod. I know. We loved our polo shirts. I loved my Avon. I was an Avon then, Avon products. We loved, some of my friends were Ref Lauren. Ref Lauren, poster child, kids, I mean. Back then, I loved stores like JCPenney's and so on. And then soon after, I began working at one of the most popular retailers, Merry-Go-Round, and then as a guest. And so on. I mean, you all just flashback to your regardless of your age, but the 80s was a blast. Ronald Reagan was president, of course, and it was just a blast. But Do Me Baby at those house parties, and I don't care how much fun we're having, when Do Me Baby International Lover came on, it was on. Time to slow jam. Man, it was so much fun. I know. Loved it so much fun. I'm just going on and on. But again, I thank you for your continued love and support. And whenever you miss live broadcasts, you can always listen to the archive. And every show that's ever been broadcasted since March 21st, 2011, can be listened to right here at blogtalkradio.com/culturesharkent-bad. And today's topic is being single, happy, and satisfied. And plus, we're talking about the holiday season, you know, holiday season dating and romance ideals for singles and couples, okay? So happy holidays. You can call in 714-409-0614. We have about 43 more minutes of live broadcasting. We usually have our weekly meeting. Also, the blogtalkradio.com staff interacts with us, the hosts and producers, and to provide us with new information and any questions that we have is good. Also, and any of you that are interested in advertising here on blogtalkradio.com, I advise you sometimes to join in and see what we're talking about and to ask any questions that you need to know regarding advertising during my show and some of your other favorite blogtalkradio.com shows and on Blog Talk Radio, period. Don't you love the advertisement? Oh, cool. No. Here's Dread Days. Happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Are you December baby?
My love. you so much. Your mind, you're fine. And girl, you can recline. We do the sweet grind. We do the body wine. We do the sweet grind.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Hey, I know we're talking about matters of the heart, but we're also talking about entertainment, lifestyle, news stories that's happening. And an interesting story caught my attention and probably caught many of your attention also if you checked out 24/7 Wall Street from Wall Street Journal. And this is from writer Mike Salter, and it's entitled The Cities Where Everyone Has a Job. And it shows a picture of a guy just jumping up for joy like he's so happy he has a job. While the U.S. unemployment rate has improved markedly from the double digits during the recession, it was still stuck at 7.9 as of October. Some regions fare better than the rest of the country, despite the fact that more than 12 million people are still considered unemployed in the U.S. 24/7 Wall Street looked at the 10 metropolitan areas in the U.S. where unemployment barely exists. Higher education and industries that supported are the reason these metropolitan areas are doing well. College towns across America tend to have lower unemployment rates than the population as a whole. Martin Coley, chief regional economist for the Jackson as a college town. But we sure could use more jobs. For the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it's not funny either, explained in an interview, universities often provide relatively stable jobs compared to employment in cyclical industries such as construction. Construction is very popular here in the state of Mississippi. The University of Iowa is located in Iowa City. Iowa State University is located in Ames, and the University of Nebraska is located in Lincoln. All three metro areas are on our list. These metro areas would be dominated by major industries such as the state university. Coley said the major jobs associated with major universities are teaching and administration, so there would be some research jobs. In addition, the metropolitan areas with low unemployment are, with few exceptions, clustered around the Great Plains area. Coley explained that states such as Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and until very recently, North Dakota, have seen for smaller population growth compared to the rest of the country. Although these places haven't seen rapid job growth in recent years, except for North Dakota, fewer people are competing for the jobs available in these regions. The jobs market in many of these metropolitan areas have also benefited from rising oil prices. Three of metro areas on the list with lowest unemployment are based in North Dakota, which has brought thousands of people to the state due to the abundance of relatively high-paying jobs in the fracking industry. Midland, Texas, another metro area with low unemployment, has benefited a booming oil industry. Although Coley emphasized that not every part of Texas has benefited like Midland has. 24/7 Wall Street identified the 10 metropolitan areas with the lowest unemployment rates as of October. Based on data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, state and local median household income was obtained from the U.S. Census Bureau. Data on the biggest industries was also obtained from the BLS. These are cities where everyone works. And I have it on my Facebook page also. I'm looking on my phone, so I might have to look on my computer. I'm zooming to an article about China. I want to talk about those 10 cities. Look like I will have to. Okay, look like I have it. Well, it looked like I would have to look at it on my computer. So I'm going to have to leave my switchboard so I can easily access the 10-city list also. Okay? So right after this PSA, another PSA, we will be talking about the 10 cities where the jobs are. And, of course, matters of the heart.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Oh, man, yes. Keep on working on quitting. Those of you that have quit cold turkey are working on weaning yourself off of cigarettes. Hey, I'm checking out. I'm on Facebook. Neil Thacker, remember, he was guest here on October the 15th. If you missed that interview, you better check it out. So inspiring. And he will be returning soon a couple more times. He's talking about important meetings all day, first in downtown, then in the suburbs. 2013 is going to be great. And then he has posted, and like I told you all before, you definitely should network with him to see the posts and the posters that he posts that are so motivating and so inspiring. Okay, he has this posted that says, "As you waste your breath complaining about life, someone out there is breathing their last. Appreciate what you have. Be thankful and stop complaining. Live more, complain less. Have more smiles, less stress. Less hate, become more blessed." Awesome. Love it. So I'm writing him a little note right quick if you all don't mind. Awesome. Telling him that I just shared with the listeners. Wow, that is amazing. So let me go ahead and share it on my page while I am at it. Such an inspiring person. And, you know, we all go through our ups and downs. And but as long as we're there with one another. Oh, that's so cool. Like that. Hopefully we'll see him on The Apprentice real soon. Okay. There's also an article about unemployment. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm trying to get the article so I can share with you to talk to you. It doesn't want to get up. Oh, my God. So I'm going to email. I just read it directly from my email because I received it in my email. Wine Country gift baskets are great to order a gift year-round, especially now. Rainbush Coalition said, join us for a reunion Saturday at Rainbow Push Chicago. Also, there's information from the Republican Party. Paul's in the City also sent information. There's a lot of information that I'll be sharing with you all on tomorrow, during tomorrow's broadcast. In London, I've been sending one other email. He's been very busy. I had the article all prepared for you all. I was prepared. Just that y'all know how sometimes it takes time on your. I'm going to go ahead and talk about matters of the heart. And then when I get the article from my Facebook page or where I can read it smoothly, I quickly share it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Good, cool. The unemployment article is right above it, but I really want to talk about what those jobs are. Not doing it. Okay. Okay, well, I guess don't want to keep any silence. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about matters of the heart. And when I get that article pulled up, we'll share it with you. But we need to go ahead. But I just thought it was interesting. You probably have it pulled up by now, Wall Street Journal, 24/7, Wall Street. Sign up to receive that, that news from 24/7 Wall Street. Always interesting, Will. I love Wall Street anyway.
Whatever you want, mommy.
I'll be sure. Yes, I. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, here we are. I just didn't see my little numbers so I could flip through the pages of the article. Number 10, Logan, Utah, Idaho. October 2012, unemployment rate 3.8, tied for ninth. Total population 124,813. Median household income 46,356. While the October unemployment rate was less than half of the national rate of 7.9%, the metropolitan area is not affluent. In fact, the 2011 median household income in the area was much lower than the national median of 50,502. And the state median of 50,869. Only 2% of families in the Logan made more than 200,000 in 2011, significantly less than the 5.6% of the families across the U.S. Utah State University, which employs more than 2,600 people, is located in Logan. Education and training represents just shy of 10% of the total workforce. And then number 9 is Burlington, South Burlington, Vermont. As of October 2012, unemployment rate was 3.8%, tied for 9th. Total population, 213,624. Median house income is like 60,000. And I guess for some reason I need to be sticking to talking about love and matters of the heart. Because now my Android, my touch from T-Mobile, I needed to stick my charger plug in it, and now it's saying goodbye. So let's talk about romance and love during this holiday season. And if I run out of time to talk about the 10 cities where jobs are, most definitely, you know, on tomorrow where we focus on a lot of business topics. But when it comes to romantic tips for singles and couples, check this out. This is from source kissmegoodnight.com article series in regards to relationship advice. And it goes like this. The holiday season offers lots of opportunities to spark your romance. Couples can draw closer together and singles can search for new connections. Even if the weather outside is cold and snowy, these tips will warm your heart. Number one, spend time together. Take a break from the holiday bustle to give each other a little special attention. Spend some evenings at home before the fire. Hold hands while you take a long walk through the freshly fallen snow. Two, create special rituals. Invent your own holiday traditions. Make a tree ornament each year and watch your collection grow over time. Watch an annual marathon of holiday movies and TV specials served up eggnog and toasted nuts. And please, you couples and you singles who are very successful with dating and romance tips, please call in, chat in the chat room, email me, network with me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and so on, and share advice, okay, that can be shared. Let me know. Share this with the listeners. This is important information, okay? Yeah, but feel free to call in and feel free to, you know, be you and call in and talk about these different topics. Three, be nice to your in-laws. Earn some brownie points by being kinder to your partner's family. Encourage your kids to make crafts that they can give to their grandparents or set up a special outing for them if they live nearby. Four, exchange meaningful gifts. For example, if you honeymoon in Paris, give each other tickets for a return trip with reservations at the same hotel. For the years you can't get away, pick up a special bottle of French wine. Five, extend your hospitality. Your relationship will grow stronger from sharing your blessings with others. Invite your neighbors over for brunch. Donate your old books to a senior citizen and volunteer to read them aloud. And also, if you, you know, volunteer old books, and if like, you know what? Like better shelters are always in need for like your old publications, especially you know, like beauty publications, Reader's Digest, and so on. I remember I used to take like publications like Jed and Ebony and Cosmopolitan and Reader's Digest to a local battered shelter in my area. You know, and they were always delighted and happy to get these publications and these magazines. And volunteer to read them out loud. So that's the, they say donate your books and senior citizens and volunteer to read them out loud. That's good, too. I just wanted to let you know different examples. 6, reminisce and plan ahead. Look back and remind yourself of happy memories, just like I did earlier, talking about house parties and stuff. but as a couple, reminisce back on, like, good times and make more memories. Share with each other the qualities you value in each other. Set goals for the future, like starting a rose garden in the spring. And 7, stay physically fit. That's what I'm working on, becoming the fittest I've ever been in my entire 44 years. Keep your love life strong by taking care of each other. Avoid holiday weight gain and exercise each day. Manage stress and stick to a regular sleep schedule. Give each other a new gym club membership. And then there are the tips for those that are solo. Romantic tips for singles. 1, build up your confidence. Social pressures can sometimes make people uncomfortable about being single. Remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Develop a healthy sense of self-esteem. And that's something that Ebony Empress always brings up, the issue of self-esteem. 2, take charge of your own happiness. Your life has value regardless of your marital status. Act happy and you'll soon feel better. Devote your time to meaningful activities. Those good feelings will endure. And that's one thing that's just like the main topic of today is being happy, single and satisfied. And of course the other one's about, you know, dating romance tips for the holidays for singles and couples. But being single, happy and satisfied. And I posted a mini article this morning regarding that topic, and also from a Christian perspective. You know, I am Christian, for those of you that didn't know. You should know by now. But just my positive mind thought also, and pretty much all religion of faith pretty much have the pretty much similar views about being putting God first and loving life and being positive. Socialize more. If you want to meet new people, you may need to go out more. Accept these holiday party invitations or throw your own potluck gatherings. That's what I am working on. Being a reformed socialite, you know, I've been like, I've lived a very humble life the past decade. So I'm upgrading my social life. And I'm very excited and optimistic about it, you know, professionally, personally. Everything. I know I'm a people person, I'm talking to a person. So I'm those who know me know that I deal with being shy on occasion. And, no, I believe in doing what you need to be done. And I very seldom get nervous, but I'm a shy person. And so if it's pertaining to business or community or just projects, I'm all for it, you know. But I have those. I deal with shyness. But this one lady gave me some advice and told me that I wasn't shy. So I don't know. But socialize more. You may be more comfortable with an activity like ice skating instead of making conversation at cocktail parties. Bring along a friend if you're hesitant to show up alone. 4, focus on others. If being single causes you any distress, distract yourself by looking for ways to help others. You know, it's always good to help others, and that does bring the best out of one. Pass around the snacks at parties. Chat with people. See, that it helps a lot. Chat with people who are standing on the sidelines. Join the welcoming committee at your local professional association. 5, dress up. The person you are inside is what really counts. But attractive packaging has advantages, too. Put your best foot forward by buying some new shoes or handsome necktie. Experiment with a new hairstyle or makeup that would make you feel irresistible on New Year's Eve. 6, pace yourself. The holidays can be a challenging time to start a new relationship. Exchange modest but thoughtful gifts If you only dated a few times, a book or bakery treat can show you care without being overwhelming. You don't want to scare the person. Celebrate the holidays by spending more time with the ones you cherish and by reaching out to the new people. The love and affection you give away will return to strengthen your old relationships and create new ones. And that's truly something to celebrate all year long. Ladies, if you visit Kiss Me Goodnight website, it's a good website, and their advice at the bottom says, ladies, click here to discover my current Kiss Me Goodnight recommendation and choice pick for the fastest, easiest way to attract, meet, and hold on to a man you'll find anywhere. Get it and reward yourself with a happy, steady relationship. And then at the bottom it says, men, click here to discover my current Kiss Me Goodnight recommendations and choice pick for the fastest, easiest, and best way to attract and meet women you'll find anywhere. Get it and reward yourself. She's waiting to meet you. And this is amazing news. Wow, I'm going to go ahead and put this advice on Tumblr. And when I do that, it's going to go everywhere, to LinkedIn, MySpace, Twitter. I already have it on Facebook, probably on both my Facebook pages. But when I do this on Tumblr, it's going to do it at one time. So repetitive with my posting. Wow. There's some more awesome articles here, like top 7 things to look for in a soulmate, 8 ways to keep your relationship strong when you're on different schedules, the 6 steps to a rock-solid relationship and marriage, how to see what your partner keeps hidden from you, why do women love bad boys? That's what Ebony Empress talked about yesterday, about breaking the addiction to loving those bad boys. 10 tips to a more exciting relationship. Differences between men and women in relationships. He said, she said. Very interesting. I'm just going to post the top 7 things to look for in a soulmate. I'm going to put this right quick. We're running out of time. And so we're going to continue talking about this of being happy, single, and satisfied on next Wednesday also. And also, the holidays here, so we're going to always talk about holiday ways to make the holiday season fun, you know. And I want to Google Plus this article, too, about these 2 articles. Yes. So that's cool right there. And I'm on, remember, follow me on Pinterest. Because I have this article posted on Pinterest also. So follow me at Culture Shock Beth. It's time to conclude the show. There's some other awesome shows that are on right now, like Today on the Don Nickelodeon Show. Fitness shows are on right now. Usually we have a meeting with the staffers. And tomorrow, you know, we continue talking about entertainment and lifestyle music news, but especially the preparation of the holiday season. The holiday season is here now. We do have what, a little over two more weeks for Christmas, for the arrival of Christmas, and they talk about preparing for New Year's Day and New Year's Eve and so on. So we have a lot of fun things that we need to talk about. And here is Merry Christmas by Michael Anthony.
Merry Christmas, how you been? Me, I'm doing fine, I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man. He's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. Sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself, it's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day come Merry's Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn, kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, told me you were gone. I cried so hard. Oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day. Oh, Merry Christmas.
fly too. Start one way, end another.
She's been at it for a while. Let you walk, let you talk, never let you smile. Don't know why I even tried. Sex was good, but we went in the bed all the time. I only spoke a little bit, miss me without a little shit. Everything you give in. All we had, girl, you're feeling it. I know how to deal with it.
Thank you.
tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from the storm of ignorance and hate. Take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things.
Take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. I hope yours is sweet and warm. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Christmas,
Merry Christmas, GIs.
And thank you.
Thank you.